Welcome to another episode of Nerdy Bored and Almost 30, a long-awaited return. We've got Sarah.
Hello.
And Duke.
Hello.
Duke's in the house.
Woo!
And so we've watched two movies in the last two nights, and we both found we all found a common thread amongst them. And I mean, we're probably going to diverge from this, but Lineage.
Oh, there's a very common theme of fatherhood.
Okay, and let me...
And family.
Shut up. Let me preface this by saying, all right, we just went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy. We're sitting there.
Two.
Which other one did we go to see?
I don't know. We didn't do one
Sarah,
on the first one.
Sarah.
What?
Shut up.
Okay.
All right. So we're sitting there in the theater, and the credits are rolling, and Sarah starts bursting into tears.
That's not exactly true, but it did kind of happen, because I love
bursting.
My dad.
And she...
I don't burst into tears.
You don't burst into anything. But it's a fucking expression. Anyways, so she starts crying and she's like, I love my dad so much. And I was like, shut up, you're stupid. And I walked away, went to the bathroom, and her and Duke walked out of the theater. And then she was sitting like at the corner, like an abandoned fucking paperboy, crying into her knees. And so I walk out of the theater, see her there, and I'm like, what are you crying about? She's like, oh, I love my dad.
I do love my dad.
And she's continued to cry for the last like 40 minutes.
I did not cry that much, but I do love my dad.
Alright.
Great.
Anyways, that's where we're starting. So when we were trying to think of a topic for tonight, we thought about the last two movies we saw. In the Aliens movie, the android creates the fucking alien thing.
Yeah, and so in Covenant, like the very first scene is David, the android robot, whatever, Michael Fassbender.
Who?
Magneto.
Okay.
Talking to his dad, his creator. Like, that's the very first scene of Alien Covenant. And that really sets off the theme of, like, fatherhood and the patrilineal heritage. And I think that Guardians of the Galaxy also followed in that theme with
Magneto
and Chris Pratt.
A really quick recap of Guardians of
my dad.
Shut up. A really quick recap of Guardians of the Galaxy. This dude... grew up on Earth or something.
Chris Pratt, Star-Lord.
No, let me just give them the simple version because nobody knows all the dumb shit
you
guys
say
have.
This dude, but go ahead.
All right, this guy, then, not this dude, this guy, grew up on Earth because his dad was like this dude who went around fucking people and making babies, trying to imprint his genetic code, but since he's part God or he's a god or whatever, he couldn't mate with anyone except humans because we're fucking special. And then, he takes him back to his planet, and then his plan is to, like, eradicate life for some reason. That wasn't really well explained. But pretty much, this guy who grew up without a dad found out, like, he's got a really, really fucking awesome OP dad, but then his dad just wants everything to be dead. So he's like, I'm not going to side with you because I've got friends.
Well, like, the counter to his dad just wanting everyone to be dead is that his dad wanted everyone to be his dad. So Kurt Russell wanted... everything else to be Kurt Russell. That was kind of the point in, like, him being the planet and him, like, implanting those little mega seeds or whatever. I didn't read the comics, so I don't care. But Kurt Russell is, like, planting seeds on every planet that he bones women on. And Earth was the only one that really mattered, I guess, because, like, Mowgli said, humans are special.
We are.
It's these,
I mean, I am, so you all are.
That make the Celestials take root. An ego.
Ooh.
Star-Lord's dad wanted to just become the galaxy. That was his point, I think. Right?
Duke's out. Yeah. Well, that was a weird transition.
That was just like the
you
plot,
could have just
right?
Not talked.
And then what was?
And it would have had the same fucking effect.
Shut up. So then, so we kind of like sum up to what the patrilineal importance was of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. But can you explain the same theme in Alien Covenant, Mowgli?
You want me to defend Alien Covenant?
Do it. Can you just like tie it into what we were talking
sure.
about?
Sure. So in Alien Covenant, there's the birth of AI. The opening scene is the birth of AI.
That's right. That was David with his dad that other guy who made him play piano, Wagner, which was weird because he's a Nazi.
Sarah's obsessed with Nazis.
I'm not obsessed with them. I'm just a Jew, and they wanted to kill my people.
She's really interested in what they're about.
A little bit. They're kind of... Never mind.
Go on. What were you going to say?
I was going to say sexy.
Yep. But okay. Anyways.
I don't want to go into that.
So going back. So in Alien Covenant, the android Magneto.
David. And also Walter. Spoilers. Michael Fassbender, Magneto, the younger, plays... The androids.
Magneto the Younger.
Well, because he's not Magneto Jr. He's just younger Magneto.
I'm a junior.
Yeah, I'm a junior.
So Sarah asked me to explain the patrilineal shit. So the opening scene is like Wayland, and he made David, and he's like the first version of the AI. And David's like, what the fuck am I doing here? Whatever. And Wayland's like, oh, you and I, like... Oh, no, David asks him, hey, why was I created? Why am I here? Like, who created you? And Waylon's like, oh, that's, like, the infinite question, and you're going to help me figure that out.
He, like, smiles all knowingly and then just kind of sits back in his awesome pad while his AI plays piano.
Well, the AI kind of offends him. He's all like, well, you're going to die, but I'm going to live forever. And he's like, well, fuck you. Get me a drink.
Okay, that's true, but I don't really see that as offensive. I see that as practical.
For Waylon, the guy who's, like, fucking, like...
you're gonna die.
Arrogant and shit, and, like, wants immortality, he's like, hell, you're gonna die, and I'm gonna be alive, so what's that about? And he's like, dude, fuck you, serve me my iced tea.
No, you're right, that was a slight.
It was perceived anyways. Like, Waylon's probably, like, a very much smarter, better Trump.
Well, I mean, yeah, someone who has the ability to create an AI is going to have a...
Well, the funds to create an AI.
Yeah, even the funds to create an AI is going to have, like, an ego.
Yeah. Like, Trump can't surround himself with smart people. Like, any intelligence.
Whoever. Like, who cares what he says? He just contradicts it, like, the next day. But I don't want to go into some weird Trump thing because he's just a fool.
Yeah, no, that's not where I was going.
Good. Why are you looking at me?
I'm waiting.
For?
Why the fuck were you crying?
I wasn't crying. I just love my dad. God. I don't know what's wrong with that. Like,
your dad is God? Did you watch that movie and think it was a documentary?
No. I just, my dad's awesome. And it's regrettable that Peter Quill couldn't have the same kind of relationship with his dad.
Who?
The main character of Guardians of the Galaxy.
What's that?
The movie we saw.
Oh, okay.
Like an hour
ago.
The
space frog?
The space frog? Yeah, sure, probably.
So right now Sarah's resting her face against the microphone like it's a fucking big cock. So as we were walking into our driveway today, there was this big like truck sitting there kind of just like idling, and we're all hammered because we snuck in like, what was it, like,
why would I rest my face against a cock?
Shut up. We snuck in like 8 cups of vodka in a mason jar into the movie theater, and between me, Sarah, and Duke, we finished it all.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Duke bought an extra beer.
Woo! Oh, that's right, because the Arlington's awesome.
Now you let them know where we live, you asshole.
Who cares?
They do. They're gonna assassinate you.
Who are they? What are you talking about? No one listens to this.
For everybody that found this podcast through Sarah's Tinder, feel free to message her. I will pull up the phone number right now.
You don't know my phone number.
My phone knows your phone number.
Oh.
Let's see.
Gross.
Give me 1 second.
Radio silence. Jesus. See, he doesn't know what my name is. It's like that's what's confusing him right now. Is we? No, because there's no one here. And what's going? Why?
You gotta talk louder.
It's so low. I don't. Oh. Never mind.
It's because you're not talking loud
regardless,
enough.
Regardless, my phone number doesn't need to be anywhere. I'm accessible everywhere, regardless. But I think what was most interesting about those movies is the theme of fatherhood and how important that is for all of the main characters in Alien Covenant and in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Because with David, who I think was the main character.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 or as well?
Both. Both of those work. Because Guardians of the Galaxy and Guardians of the Galaxy 2, they've got the same protagonist. It's still Peter Quill. And, Alien Covenant, I mean, I guess, I don't know, because I haven't rewatched Prometheus, but I'm supposing, you could watch Prometheus envisioning that David is the protagonist. Could you?
I don't know, I think...
He's there throughout the entirety, isn't he? I don't remember that movie.
Yeah, and Waylon's there too. We should rewatch that. That was cool.
I'm sorry, I can't speak with any sort of authority. I'm just kind of assuming.
Ever.
But I think that you could definitely argue that David was the protagonist of Covenant. Because he was there from the absolute outset of the movie. And he was the only one who was conscious while shit was going down. He was the first one. He was the one who woke up the other characters. I want to say that woman who watched James whatever die.
James Franco?
Yeah, James Franco die. She wasn't the protagonist. It was totally David / Walter.
Well, are they the same character or are they different characters?
No, they're different characters. They're different because they encompass different spaces.
You just said they're both the protagonists, though.
Yeah, you're right. No, but I'm saying...
How does AI and, manufacturing complicate that argument?
Because both of them look the same, but they're not... The same person. Yeah, they're identical in how they appear, but they are not identical in that they are the same identity.
Well, I think the fun thing about that character is that it, as humans, right, and as we imagine AI, we can assume they are both the same character, but also see how they act as different actors within the story. You were really quick to make that mistake or that assumption.
Yeah, because they looked the same.
But not only because they looked the same. What if you had a computer program that had two different expressions of physical manifestation? Would that be the same character?
I mean, do they sound different? Because I think that has a big bearing on it. That Walter had that quote unquote American accent, whereas David did not, and that differentiated them a lot. If they sound different, then yeah, they're different entities. And physically, they were different entities.
I mean, sounding different, an AI could probably have simultaneous different accents at the same time. In different outputs, AI isn't a one output thing.
Sure, but I would if we're in a smart house kind of scenario. Mm-hmm. If the house started talking to me in, a Texan accent, I would assume that that was a different personality. And I would probably treat it as a different person versus the, American, Californian.
The real.
Right? Everyone else sounds like an idiot. But, if they had any sort of other accent, I would envision...
But it's still coming from the same source.
Yeah.
So,
compartmentalize, and I would
really,
yeah, given a different accent. If it was a oh, what are you doing, house, that's silly, haha, but then they continued, yeah, I would assume it was a different personality. Definitely.
I'm not saying that a one AI can have multiple personalities. I'm just saying that would it still be the same actor, the one AI, or would you then say
same
that
same actor or same agent? I mean, I, ultimately, rationally, yeah, I would know that, it was the house in itself.
Well, I'm not talking about like some artistic expression. I'm just saying like.
But I would treat it as like, yeah, two different separate aspects of one sentient being. It's, yeah, two different like.
Yeah, but you like that's
makes
not.
Makes sense. Yeah, I'm gonna treat it as two different people.
Yeah, that's really fucking.
I don't see them anyway.
Different. That's really novel, right? So what if those two different people inhabited the same body?
Same body at the same time, or like right. The same body, but like there are two different ones that just look identical.
Let's explore both ideas.
If they're in two separate identical bodies, I'm going to envision them as two separate identical like bodies with different beings. Yeah, like twins.
But let's imagine a world in which like computer systems can communicate with each other through proximity. With radio waves.
I mean, that's fine. Like, I can rationally understand that, like, yeah, it's some sort of hive mind.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're, like, two separate things speaking to me in two separate ways, eventually, even in, like, a matter of minutes, in a matter of, like, a single conversation, yeah, I'm gonna start treating them as different beings. I'm gonna start thinking, like, oh, you're Michael and you're Pykel. And I don't think that that's, like...
You're trying to win points at the Rick and Morty, like,
yeah,
reference?
Definitely, yeah. You get that reference? That was, ooh, that was a good one.
Michael and Paco, look at Sarah over here.
We're gonna have, like, they call themselves by different names? Sure, I'll just buy into that. That's gonna be, like, way easier than me thinking, like, oh, no, it's the same person. I need to, like, be on guard and think it's same thing, but it's also like getting into different interactions that are going on with like my house. I don't remember where this started.
I don't know why you brought the house. You're the one that
smart house.
Yeah, you brought smart house into it. I was just talking about like AIs inhabiting two different bodies at the same time.
Yeah,
like one AI.
If we had like a butler or whatever that was our AI,
mm-hmm.
and then it had two separate bodies. If it called itself by two separate names, I would eventually, whether that's in like a matter of a conversation or like a matter of weeks,
mm-hmm.
I would definitely start treating them as different entities if they had separate names and like separate personalities.
And that'd be a really easy way to like
I feel like that would be natural just things. For like people. And like while the AI could just be like, yeah, obviously I'm one entity. That's kind of a separate issue because like, after a while, I treat it like different things. I imagine myself like confiding in one of them because I feel closer to it than another, while rationally knowing that they're the same.
And Sarah's the reason why we're all gonna die.
That would be so cool.
All of us would be there.
Really?
Look how big the audio on that one is.
I don't think that like I don't think we're connected.
You reject you.
No, I just reject that all of our microphones are the same.
Sarah rejects the premise that she's intelligent or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you? She. All right, hold on. She tried to drink a drink out of a can and it fell on her face.
That's not what happened.
I've done that.
We've all done that. Duke's going to have some more whiskey since he doesn't want to participate in the podcast with us. Cheers, Duke. Cheers.
I think the Guardians of the Galaxy, if we are taking into account that they both had a theme of, like, patrilineal familiarity.
What? Uh-huh.
Guardians of the Galaxy did a better job. I just think, in general, fucking Covenant was a bad movie, and I didn't like it.
I like the cinematography more. Like, I think Prometheus was a dumb story, too, but I thought it was really pretty, and I liked watching it. Like, the experience of watching it was enjoyable if you just disregarded the narrative.
Yeah, like, I enjoy watching Planet Earth while I'm playing video games or doing something else on another screen, but if I am, like, held captive and
you,
watching
hold on,
a
shut up,
movie
shut up,
in a theater,
shut up, shut up, shut up. You and I, if they said, we're going to release Planet Earth in IMAX, we would go see it.
Like real IMAX?
Real IMAX.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would. So that's a stupid... Like your argument just fell apart. Your argument literally just fell apart.
Okay, going on, like, what I was talking about is planet Earth being like a good background for while I'm doing something else because I've seen it so many times. If I'm going to, like, pay money to see something, I'm not going to, like, pay to go see planet Earth for the 20th time, even if it's in IMAX. I'll go see, like, a new Marvel movie before that. And I'll go see, like, a new Marvel movie before seeing another fucking Ridley Scott movie because they're bullshit. Prometheus was boring, and so was Covenant. They weren't, like, visually stimulating.
They were.
Eh. No more than, like, Avatar, which was made fucking 10 years ago.
Avatar was all, like... Well, so one of the things I like about Ridley Scott's aesthetic is that you don't need, like, high-saturated, multicolored shit to distract you. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy, when they pop those bubbles and it's just, like, RGB fest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ridley Scott's color palette is really muted.
Yeah, and it wasn't engaging.
For you, but that's because you're dumb.
Okay. I mean, that's all I can speak to, is it wasn't engaging for me. I don't think that, like, anything was visually that impressive in Covenant.
I liked it.
Alright.
I thought it looked really cool.
I don't think it was worth it. I don't think that anything was, like, very much cooler than I could have seen in the past 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not saying they broke through with, like, VFX technology.
No, like, nothing was, like, novel. Nothing was impressive. Even visually, it just wasn't an impressive movie.
What are you doing?
I felt something weird. And it's
like
Velcro.
On your cooch? What are you doing?
No, it's Velcro that's like on the...
Sarah!
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Touching stuff, I'm sorry.
Stop fiddling about.
I can't help it. I need a fidget spinner.
A fart what?
One of those things.
What did Allie want?
Did she want something?
She was like jumping around.
No, she wasn't. She just popped in and then popped out.
No, she was over there and she was like... And I was like... This, I'm waving my hand in a dismissive way right now. Our housemate just came downstairs, like, walked around.
I don't know, whatever.
Pointed over there, wiggled her hand, and then bothered Duke for something, and then I think he just gave it to her. I don't know. What did Allie ask you for? Allie, like, asked you a question.
Yeah, that was...
And he said, not tonight.
Really?
Beatles Rock Band.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
That was a bathroom trip ago. Not the last one.
That was a while ago, I guess.
Yeah, well,
I really thought I would have thrown up by now, but I haven't.
She was doing that thing where, like, she's in our periphery trying to get our attention. And I was, like, trying my best to, like, look at Sarah while I talk to her.
No.
Which is hard. Like, look at her. You know?
I had my eyes closed. She just came up on me. Like a nightmare.
Like a vision of horror. Oh, God. All right. Well, Sarah's falling asleep on the microphone.
I'm not falling asleep.
Sarah's color palette is a lot like Ridley Scott's.
No.
Actually, mine's closer.
It's just black and white.
Yeah, exactly.
If I could just wear black and white for the rest of my life.
You got purple on you.
I know. I also have that awesome Lisa Frank thing.
What Lisa
really
Frank?
Cool.
Oh, that thing?
I
yeah.
Love it.
Wait.
So
when she wears that, she looks like she's your girlfriend or something. Like.
What?
Like if I pictured Fred with a woman next to him that was his life partner, she'd be wearing something similar to that. On, like regularly.
That's great.
You can see that, right?
Makes sense.
Throw up on her. Look at her.
Don't throw up on me.
Well, don't look at her. You'll throw up.
I really am. So.
You're going to throw...
Do
I
it
thought,
outside.
I thought that twice already. I hadn't.
Yeah, about Sarah being a life partner?
Fuck
or
you.
What? Well,
that's
of course
cool
you're going to
shirt.
Throw up. Stop thinking about that.
That's a cool shirt. I like it. I'll wear it. But not right now. I'd rather just wear black and white all the time.
So one of the things that disappointed me about Prometheus was that, like, I actually wanted to see... What was it? Prometheus 2?
Yeah, Prometheus 2, the alienating.
Yeah, the hybrid of a movie. Was that I wanted to see what happened to Shaw after Prometheus. Like, at the end of Prometheus, David is just ahead.
Yes.
and Shaw is a stapled up girl, and they fly off into space on the Forerunner ship or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they're going to go meet everyone, or they're going to get the answers. That's what the second movie's going to be about.
She's like dead or something, and he's a fully functional like person humanoid again. She fixed him.
Yeah. I don't know. It was so dumb.
I don't know.
Ridley Scott could have made like royalties on a new Alien movie that somebody else directed and done Prometheus 2 and made something. And instead he was like, no, I'll make the new Alien movie.
Yeah, and like, I think that like what I was looking for from Prometheus was like a better explanation of what evolutionary path was taken in order to create Alien. Because that's like the xenomorph, like that's impressive, like that's weird evolutionarily, like it becomes a hybrid of stuff, and then it kind of went into that with Covenant, but not entirely to like really satisfy me, and it seems like it just missed the mark on both accounts.
Yeah, like I think there should have been two different movies. It could have had a new Alien movie that would have been awesome, of just like a fucking spaceship going off into space, hearing a distress call, and dealing with an alien.
Yeah.
And they could have had a second movie, another movie, of like Captain Magneto as a head. And it would have been awesome if he just started as a head.
Would like, have made more sense.
What a really cool character if you had just this talking head carried by Shaw going off and like landing on this planet and trying to figure out what the fuck was going on.
No, so they like restart altogether. Again.
Yeah.
It's boring.
And it's like, okay, like, Prometheus was like this weird reboot of Alien, and there's the space for new Alien movies, but why merge the two? You could have them both existing simultaneously and doing a better job on their own.
Nope.
Duke's shaking his head. Look at him over there.
He's just upset.
Hand on the tummy, shaking the head. Nope.
Just, oof, angry. As I think we all are. I don't like Ridley Scott. I don't really am impressed with Alien.
That's because you have a vagina.
Whatever. Yeah. Blade Runner sucks.
What?
Stupid movie. And I am upset that some woman tried to talk to us when I was complaining about Blade Runner.
Who?
After we had said, that woman with the tattoos, and you were like, do we know her? Am I going to put my dick in her? Why are you listening to her? Remember? Yeah, like after the movie Covenant like went out.
I said that to somebody?
Well, not exactly. Like, I don't know if she like.
Oh man, I'm cool.
Exactly. I'm not gonna put my dick in her. But afterwards, yeah, you're like, why are we talking to this person? And it was because she had inserted herself into our conversation where I was complaining about Ridley Scott. I was complaining about Blade Runner because I don't think that that's a good movie. Like aesthetically, that's pretty cool, but. Like, as a movie, like, as with character development and plot, Blade Runner's a shitty movie. It's boring, and Han Solo sucks. He's a bad actor, and it's a boring movie. And then this woman just sort of inserted herself into the conversation and was trying to say that, like, the soundtrack was good.
A Blade Runner?
Yeah.
Who was she?
I don't know. That's my point. Who was she? She was no one. She was some woman. Who cares what her opinion was on a movie that I don't like?
I'm glad I came out there and was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, you came out and you were like, who is this person? Why do we care about her? And I sincerely hope that she had heard those words. Because if you're just a random person and you hear an opinion, don't talk to those people. Why would you do that? Just keep it to yourself.
Because she needed friends.
Oh, she needed friends.
You started crying at the end of...
Because I love my dad. Is that a bad thing? Is loving your father a bad thing? No. It's admirable. And Star-Lord wishes that he loved his dad, who he tried to kill. But he doesn't, and he didn't. Alone this whole time?
Who?
Captain
America. Oh, you started talking about Captain America while you were crying.
Well, because it's been silly.
No,
like...
Sarah, look at me.
What?
We're not the Captain America podcast. You
That's
gotta shut
true.
The fuck up.
Alright.
Every single time we get on the fucking microphone, you start bleeding about fucking Captain America. Yeah, that came out of your vagina. All right. So I think we're good here. We had a disgusting discussion about paternity.
Yeah. My dad's better than Star-Lord's and Ripley's.
We never know who Ripley's dad is.
Whatever. I don't care. You don't have to know. My dad's better.
What do you have to know to make a comparison?
I don't know. You have to, like, know anything, but you don't. But you don't know. My dad's awesome.
And tonight's podcast brought to you by Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day and graduation.
Like, what month is it? It's too early.
No, it's next month, but you should plan early, everyone, because it really sneaks up on you. You know, like, hold on a sec.
So, shut the fuck up. So, Sarah didn't want to spend Mother's Day with her mom, so she went and hung out with her on the Friday night before for a couple hours first.
It's bullshit that all of these like, birthdays and fucking Christmas and Mother's Day and Father's Day are, like, obligatory gift giving days. It's stupid. It doesn't make Valentine's Day, it makes no sense. If you see a gift that you think someone in your life would enjoy, just get it for them. Sarah. Don't get it for them because, like, some Hallmark card tells you you should get it for them. That's stupid.
Sarah's totally gonna be way better for her dad's. I just don't like buying Father's Day for people. It's on Father's stupid. Day.
And I don't like receiving presents because I hate owning stuff.
On Father's Day, Sarah's gonna do so much stuff for her dad that she didn't do for her mom, and then her mom's gonna complain.
On Father's Day, I'm probably gonna, like,
blow your dad.
No, that would be really weird. I'm probably gonna, like, make him a meal or something, because that's something that people enjoy. Like, that makes sense, right? People eat, like, every day.
Cook a meal for him, just like his wife.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Yeah, because we're not going to be on for another 6 months. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Another episode of Nerdy Boredom is 30. You guys have a good night.